The Bush administration is pressing ahead with demands for a new UN resolution against Iraq, despite Baghdad's pledge late yesterday to readmit UN weapons inspectors unconditionally. For the last 4 years, Iraq has been refusing to readmit the inspectors. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan announced Iraq's offer, calling it an indispensable first step toward assuring Iraq's disarmament. But the White House dismissed the offer as a tactic designed to avert action by the United Nations. Joining me now is NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Did the president's speech to the UN last week, demanding that the Security Council force Iraq to comply with UN resolutions, have an effect?
Oh, definitely. International pressure on Baghdad has been increasing steadily ever since the president made his speech to the UN General Assembly last Thursday. The president demanded that the United Nations, the Security Council, start enforcing the 16 resolutions against Iraq that it's passed since the Persian Gulf War. And, you know, in the days since, Arab governments and even old friends of Iraq, you know, such as Russia, have been urging Baghdad to let weapons inspectors return or face the consequences, meaning the, obviously the possibility, the growing possibility of some sort of military action. Yesterday afternoon, there were rumors throughout the day that Iraq was about to do something. And then yesterday evening, Secretary General Kofi Annan announced that he'd received a letter from Iraq's foreign minister, Naji Sabri, saying that the inspectors could return, which, if it happens, would be for the first time since 1998. And Kofi Annan gave President Bush considerable credit for what had happened. He said the president had galvanized the international community on the disarmament issue. But he also gave some credit to Amr Moussa, who's head of the Arab League, for helping to convince Iraq.
But the White House isn't buying this, thinks it's a ploy.
No, or at least the White House is expressing a great deal of skepticism. Spokesman Scott McClellan issued a statement last night saying this is nothing but a tactical step by Iraq, which the statement said will fail. The statement also said that this issue is not a matter of inspections, but of disarmament of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. The White House says the United States is still committed to obtaining some sort of UN Security Council resolution, which would actually deal with the threat posed by Iraq. And the British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw also reminded reporters yesterday that Iraq's President Saddam Hussein has a long history of reneging on his commitments.
Yesterday, Secretary of State Powell said he sensed a changing political dynamic at the United Nations in favor of action to force Iraq's compliance. What happens to that momentum now?
Nobody says that Saddam Hussein isn't clever. The Bush administration's task has just gotten a whole lot harder. There's a considerable gap between Washington and some of its allies on what the goals are where Iraq is concerned. A number of other governments, including Russia and France, have been talking simply about getting the return of the weapons inspectors. And both Russia and France, as well as China, have veto power in the Security Council. The United States, on the other hand, has a much more ambitious program. In his speech last week, perhaps anticipating Iraq's move on the weapons inspectors, President Bush didn't just talk about weapons inspectors. He demanded that the Security Council enforce all of the resolutions concerning Iraq. And those resolutions deal with a lot of issues in addition to weapons, things like the return of prisoners, human rights, financial restitution for damages caused by the war. The problem now is that some governments are likely to back off, saying further action isn't warranted, and that's not going to satisfy the United States.
Well, he wants a new resolution. Is that the next step?
Yes, it is. Administration officials had planned to spend this week talking to UN diplomats about the contents of that resolution. The White House indicates that that process is going to go forward. Secretary Powell is at the United Nations today for meetings with Arab governments, the European Union, Russia, Kofi Annan. Those meetings concern the Mideast conflict, but you can bet that Iraq is going to be a very big topic.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.